The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Now let me see your war face. Ah! You don't scare me. Work on it.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
Go the sound of a record ball, boom and pound. When I shut them down, I shut them down.
Shut them down.
Monday, baby. More sports. How you doing? I am your host, Jay Moore, at JayMoore37. Instagram at JayMoore37. Facebook, I don't even know what it is. Corey is in charge of that. But keep pounding away, my friends.
Oh, boy. I'd like to keep pounding away at the dog park. There's a lot of dudes and bitches in there. Did you know I have 10 nipples?
Yes, I did. You keep telling us. Alternative lifestyle, droopy dog. Andrew Dice Gay. Anything? You know, I like that the Jay Cutler was in Miami, right? Because he plays for the Dolphins. Yeah? They got blowholes. You put something in it. Yeah, but then they can't breathe. They like to be choked. Dolphins like to be choked? Yeah. 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 You choke them out, the Dolphins. Dolphins got themselves Jay Cutler. Sourpuss. It's not racist. I can't believe I'm saying this. He's a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. I've been defending Colin Kaepernick and what I believe is collusion in the NFL to not hire the guy as a backup. Remember, it was like months ago he's going to be with the Seahawks. Byron Scott says he's officially retired from coaching. 2 years ago, 17 wins. That's a retirement, dude. Come on, bye.
Did you say bye?
Yeah, he said bye. Bye-bye. Are you bike? All right. And Colin Kaepernick's girl sends out a tweet saying Steve Piscotty's racist. Yikes. Never a good idea. This episode of More Sports is brought to you by The Yarb on Twitter, at The Yarb. That's what I'm going to do from now on. You go to jmoore.com and shop at Amazon, just going through my website. Email me what you bought. Subject says Amazon. You will be, this episode is brought to you by you. The Yarb. Dear Mr. J. Moore, my name is Wilhelm Christatos Yarbolis. I am independent filmmaker, television producer, here in the quiet, nondescript Eastern European country of Yarbastan. I'm writing to ask you to please cease and desist your series of shaving periscopes, as these are infringement of my intellectual property. Here in Yarbastan, number one show is Shaving with Maury, of which I am creator. As you can imagine, this creates much confusion for our dim, yet big-hearted Yarbakans. Each week, these simple folk tune in to watch Uncle Maury shave various parts of his body to the dulcet tones of best theremin player in northern Yarbastan. However, your recent and vastly superior Moore Shaves, hashtag Moore Shaves, M-O-H-R Shaves, impacted our ratings a great deal. Citizens are now finding their shaving-related entertainment available outside of state-sponsored means. This proved especially damning for our two-part inner thigh and calf special. To appeal to your good decency and beg your mercy, our humble program... For our humble program, I recently visited jmoore.com, clicked on the Amazon banner, and purchased a Seagate expansion 3TB desktop external hard drive USB 3.0, hopefully in some Ryan Reedman way. This will help your young one trash transport attend university, as well as end your destruction of much beloved Yerbian institution. Yours sincerely, W.C. Yarbolis, the Yarb. There's like six of those he's sent me, and keep sending them, buddy boy. There's one you sent me that was audio. I just couldn't like work it out in my head at all. I couldn't figure it out, but I know Corey can. At FryFry42. Where's the episode? Podcast one, FryFry42. I don't know. I barely know how to hit record. You understand me? You hear me? I could barely hit record in this thing. You want me to record a gangbang? Who's the chick? Jay Cutler signed with the Miami Dolphins, and everybody's saying it's racist, and that's idiotic. It's not racist. He's a better quarterback. And I can't fucking believe I'm saying that. The guy's retired. He was at a desk at ESPN, and the Dolphins called, and they gave him $10 million to play quarterback for 1 year because Ryan Tannehill. Hey, Tannehill, you're cute, eh? You want a slow dance, huh? I'm realizing right now I could do that for an hour straight, so I have to stop myself. Maybe he'll slip in later. Or as Kevin Ortiz loves, I could do Dice Christ. Whoa, Romans. Hey, I thirst. With your fucking start, son. Jay Cutler is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick, and the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Adam Gase, that was his offensive coordinator, and he was running his show when he had like 21, 22 touchdowns. The guy had like an incredible year with that. This is a no-brainer for the Dolphins. None. Well, they were going to bring in Tim Tebow. Were they? Do you really want to go with that fucking story? Come on. No, they were not going to bring in... Yeah, they're going to bring Tim Tebow. I can't even fucking talk. I'm so upset about Tim Tebow's fucking stupid-ass name and face in my news. Yuck. Yuck. So, he hit like 21 touchdowns in 2015, I believe, with Adam Gase. His numbers... Look, he led the league in interceptions twice, and he had a lot of fucking interceptions all the time. But he's definitely better than Colin Kaepernick in this case. I mean, that's that. You can't just go, hey, that's racist. And then Steve Biscotti, the guy, the owner of the Ravens, they tried out Colin Kaepernick and decided to pass, and then he asked all of us to pray for him to make that decision. If you ask me to pray, I don't like when people tell me they're going to pray for me. Not you guys. Like, people go, oh, okay, I'll pray for you. Oh, well, you know what? I could use a new Mongoose bike. I, by the way, use my own Amazon banner, and I bought myself a fucking Mongoose bike. Got to put it together. It's kind of a bummer. I'm not very handy with the tools. Unless it's your own, right? Me too. You do mine, I do yours. It's the same. Steve Biscotti asked us to pray for him, and whenever an athlete or a celebrity or a coach or owner asks us to pray or tells us God is the reason that they won a football game or a baseball game or a fucking call, they were in the crease was called in hockey or in the underpants, I'm going to pray, all right. Dear God, it's Jay Moore. John, JJ, John. Yeah. Good. I'm sorry, he actually talks back to me. The Moriors? Well, yeah, from the Morons. That was the one they chose, the Morons, and I steered them to Moriors. But let me get back to the... I really appreciate it. George Carlin had the best thing about praying to God. What about thy will? Whatever happened to thy will be done? And then you pray to him anyway to mess up the will. And when do you pray to him on Sunday? His day off. It's not nice. But I have to. It's Monday now. Dear God, please let Steve Biscotti wake up with balls in his mouth. Amen. That choked me up. That was a beauty. Jay Cutler's a Dolphin. $10 million. He's a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. Is he as mobile? No. Does he have a stronger arm? Yes. Does he know the offense already? Yes. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. So everybody just relax. Everybody just chill out, man. I gotta come up with a name with this guy. Everybody chill out. Hey, chamomile tea, bro. Chamomile tea, play ping pong. $10 million. My question is, how the fuck do you put $10 million under your salary cap with a phone call? Isn't everybody just like right at the cap right now? And the Dolphins are like, look at our little secret drawer. Cha-ching. $10 million. They said they were going to give that to Tim Tebow? No. Knock it off. Cutler's the guy. And you know what? I bet the Dolphins are okay. I don't think they're going to be great. They're not going to beat the Patriots for crying. You know what? Bring in fucking Tom Brady next time if you want a quarterback. You want a quarterback? Bring in Tommy. That gorgeous man. Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend, wife, WAG. I don't even know what that means. I'm not good with an acronym. If I was in the Army, I'd be like, yeah, we went to the porta potty. The what? The thing? I don't know. I don't know what anything's called. Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend, Nessa Diab, made a public bid against Steve Biscotti and Ray Lewis, comparing them to a slave and a slave owner from Django Unchained. Oh, no, Nessa, what are you doing? Biscotti made statements that he was reluctant to sign Kaepernick, and last week he had not made that decision yet, and then he said he did not make the decision about hiring or not hiring. And the quote was, "We're very sensitive to all of it. We're monitoring it, and we're still, as Ozzy said, scrimmaging it. So pray for us. Dear God, please let the Baltimore Ravens get athlete's foot." And then when they have athlete's foot, they go swimming in the Delaware River, and they get pinworm, and then like 6 months later, a raccoon crawls out of their dick holes. Amen. There you go. Come on, man. Look, the guy took a knee and whatever, and Biscotti said, quantifying hurting the brand. I know what we're going to upset some people, and I know that we're going to make people happy that we stood up for somebody that has the right to do what he did. Wait, what the fuck did you just say? I like Steve Biscotti. I never met him, but he's pretty cool. Like when they won the Super Bowl when he took over. I know that we're going to upset some people, and I know that we're going to make people happy that we stood up for somebody. I was like, I thought he meant stood up like against, not something. Never mind. Nonviolent protesting is something that we have all embraced. No, you haven't. But vehicular manslaughter, punching women in the face, beating the shit out of a girl, driving drunk, smoking weed, having automatic weapons in the car while driving drunk and smoking weed while hitting a girl. The NFL is so full of shit, it's a miracle anybody has blue eyes. Yeah, I'm mad as fuck. Dolphins got Jay Cutler. What do you want me to tell you? Jay Cutler's better for this than Colin Kaepernick. But for homegirl to say that Ray Lewis is a slave? Oh, sweetheart. That might get your guy killed. Is this lady insane? This is awful. A slave and slave owner mentality, she says. That's exactly what it is, because Ray Lewis is always carrying shit for Steve Biscotti and calling him master. Oh my God. Colin Kaepernick, I'm sorry, but you might want to break up with this girl and hold a press conference and say, when you make fun of the greatest middle linebacker of all time and one of the most respected owners in the world, just lie if you don't mean it. Just lie. Commit yourself, it's the truth. I can't date somebody like that. And guess what? You'll have a job that fucking hour. Although when you look at pictures of this young lady, you say to yourself, let her talk as much as she wants, maybe. Yeah, that's bad. She said that Steve Biscotti is a slave owner. Oh, boy. Because why? He didn't hire your fucking boyfriend? And you couldn't, what, go to fucking Ravens games? You want to live in Baltimore? Baltimore? You want to live in Baltimore? About the protest, Biscotti said, quantifying hurting the brand. I don't like the way he did it, personally. I kind of liked it a lot when he went from sitting to kneeling. I don't know, I'm Catholic. We spend a lot of time kneeling. Good God, it sounds like you're blowing everybody. And you know what? I don't know. I'm Catholic. We spend a lot of time kneeling. You know what I mean? Ray Lewis shared a video on Twitter advising Colin Kaepernick that for the sake of football, he should maybe keep his activism to himself. Mm-hmm. That makes Ray Lewis a fucking slave? Sweetheart, are you out of your fucking mind? You just called Ray Lewis a slave. If you're going to call Ray Lewis a slave, you better be Manute Bol Black, and you better come from Sudan, like a war-torn country, and say some shit like that. Where Ray Lewis goes, man, I can't fuck with this, man. I mean, this person's from a war-torn country, and they're so black, they bend time. That's a Ron Bennington line that I loved. This was bad. Nessa, do us all a favor. Less talky-talky, more cheese. Less talky-talky, more... Maybe I should take my shirt off. Yes, perhaps. Was that sexist? No. It's not sexist when the person I'm making fun of is that fucking stupid and calls Ray Lewis a fucking slave. Nessa added an emoji of an arrow into a target and at Ray Lewis. So Ray Lewis should be shot with a fucking arrow? Twitter just went fucking crazy. You ain't helping Cap with this BS. Some guy named Pee-wee. So you want to call names at the only team that has even considered giving Colin a job? With friends like you, who needs enemies? Says, I hate when they have random fucking people, their Twitter, as like the argument. Okay, great. I'm glad that Warner Todd Houston 5 said that. But they weren't the only team that considered giving him a job. They're like the eighth team. Nessa really did post that tweet. Nessa Diab. And that's, that's not good. No bueno. Dodgers win again. And goodness gracious. Bellinger, what, 32 home runs now? What the fuck is going on? Against lefties, he's just hitting them out of Citi Field against the Mets. Can you get more than 100% of the vote for Rookie of the Year? Ooh, I love it. 32 home runs is a lot. If you finish the season with 32 home runs, you're Mike Trout. And Bellinger's doing it, and it's August. At August 10th, I'm going to be at the Denver Comedy Works South, August 10th, Thursday night. I hope you guys can all come there. That's not here yet, and he's got 32 home runs, because after that, you got the rest of August and all of September. You know he's on a pace for... I don't give a shit what his pace is. He's got 32 right now, and I love it. There's a good article on ESPN. I got to give credit where credit is due. ESPN.com. Justin Turner putting together an MVP-like season. The guy's hitting like 360, 347. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get everybody's attention. A couple more home runs. Steal some bases, Redbeard. Arga. Dodgers are amazing. So, the playoffs. If they go down 1-0 in any of these playoff series, it's going to be tight. They're going to get pretty stressed out. Mark my words. Or as my friend Steve Cato used to say in Boston, JJ, mark my words. Mark, we have to see my friend Mark. Mark my words. More NFL news. And I got two back-to-back for you, and we'll bounce with me. There was a fist fight at Titans training camp. Two guys are throwing bows. And, they're really fist fighting. And one of the guys, it's all on video. One of the guys fist fighting is wearing a shirt that says, keep calm and tighten on, as in Tennessee, tighten on. Keep calm and tighten on. And he's punching the shit out of a guy in a Batman t-shirt that looks like the Big Lebowski. Well, you ought to talk to Commissioner Gordon, man, because other shit has come to light. We went down the bat pole, the editorial we, man. You know, when my cough and fevers and diarrhea go away, my impressions are going to be incredible. Yeah, that's great. Jay Moore blames his bad impressions on sickness. And guess he must be dying of fucking Kuka Ranch among a raven syphilis, okay? I think my favorite NFL story is Josh Norman saying that the NFL is singling him out for outlawing his bow and arrow celebration after an interception or a tackle or, I don't know, lacing his sneakers the right way. Yes, they are, because you're the one doing it. You can't have excessive celebration. It's bullshit. It's a terrible rule, but it's the rule. Nobody's immune to it, okay? Nobody walks around the NFL doing like machine gun blasts into the upper deck and then doing like, you know, snow angels anymore, although the 49ers stole that from me and I have proof. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. And Josh Norman just keeps like talking and talking and going like batshit fucking crazy when he's talking about it. I'm like, hey, Josh, pipe down. You sound like a goddamn maniac for crying out loud. Josh Norman, bow and arrow celebration. You're just picking on one person here. Yes, you. And he makes a great point, though, and then at the end it all falls apart. Against the Browns, he intercepted a pass late in a win over the Browns. He was fined $10,000. Brandon Cooks has been doing it for years. Now all of a sudden you want to quit and stop it? Why is that? First of all, Brandon Cooks has been in the NFL 2 fucking years. Brandon Cooks is like, he's younger than you, dick. Huh? Brandon Cooks did it after each touchdown going back to 2015. Woo! Get the time machine. Then Josh Norman goes really, really weird, because what he's saying is very weird. You can shoot a cannon in a stadium, or you can shoot a musket in a stadium. Wait, I can shoot a musket in a stadium? All right, Landon, Lynn, next Seahawks game, make sure my fucking cannon is ready and it's out of your garage, because we can shoot it. Yikes. Nate O'Neill, I did your personalized podcast. You got like almost 40 minutes. I'm excited about it. And my boys in Djibouti, Africa, Charlie Company, out of the Arkansas National Guard, Old Man Beaston's kid, Anthony, they got theirs as well. I'm a man of my word, and good God, I like doing those. Premium content. The doors are closed. It's a lot of work right now, but we'll do it again very soon. Josh Norman goes, it's not like you're shooting at somebody. You're shooting up. It gets the crowd excited. Not on the road, dick. It's getting everybody pumped up. Why take that away? What for? Because you're not allowed excessive celebration. I thought I said that earlier. You don't come back to the locker room and come get a bow and arrow and shoot somebody. Like, come on, man, let's have fun. Let us do something to where we feel excited. We're not out there shooting someone with a gun. I can understand that. It's shooting a bow and arrow. All right, now you're getting crazy. Because there are imaginary guns and bow and arrow. Like, I'm not going all the way back to the locker room and getting a make-believe gun. It's a bow and arrow. It's not even lethal. Hey, I'm doing lawn darts. What's the problem? And then he says, an imaginary bow and arrow. Why is that violence? You saying the people that came before us were violent? That's how I see it. Okay, crazy. That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying that the Native Americans were a violent people because they had bow and arrows to protect themselves. That's exactly the NFL's stance on this. The NFL has this wrong entirely. The most fun I ever had watching touchdowns wasn't even my team. My team are the Jets. They don't fucking score touchdowns. They get field goals once in a while, and that's because the kicker bounces it off a guy's nuts. It goes off a guy's face mask, and then it goes through the uprights. Because a bird picks it up by the laces with its talons. Ooh, 3 points. Good kick by Nick Folk. Hit the bird in his talons. An imaginary bow and arrow. Why is that violence? You saying the people that came before us were violent? That's how I see it. No, you don't. You see it? Where the fuck did my $10,000 go? That's how you see it. The best touchdowns ever was when the entire team would get in the end zone. One guy would pull the pin on a grenade. They'd all put their fingers in their ear holes and fall backwards like they exploded. That was the best. The fun bunch. The Smurfs. One guy would like break the bottle opener on the football and pass it around. They'd all drink from the football. That shit was the funniest and the coolest. $10,000, buddy boy. Is it that important to you? How about this? Maybe after you get an interception, you act like a professional that gets $50 fucking million to do that, intercept the football. And how would that guy act? He'd go back to the huddle, and people would pat him on his bottom. Oh, what was that? Who gets patted on the bottom now? Ooh, Josh Norman?
He likes that. He don't seem to mind it, but... Well, Eric Berry, why are you afraid of the horses? Look at the crank on it. Ooh, I love the cock. What do you... Josh Norman, $10,000. How important is a fucking bow and arrow dance? Go out there in a headdress like Chief Chase Strongbow. Show some real balls. How about this? If you're going to find 10 grand, pull down your pants and take a shit on one of the numbers. That is worth $10,000. Come up with a new dance. Don't do the lawn darts, like I said. Horseshoes. Sign language. I'm so happy. Why not fake a heart attack where they actually rush everybody out to save you and then come back to life when it's the defense's turn to go on the football field again? Oh, gosh. I'm, like, worried for Nessa's life now. Calling Ray Lewis a slave? Are you out of your mind, sweetheart? Oh, my God. But, you know me, I'm racist. I'm a racist guy because I quote fucking Lil Boozy lyrics on Twitter. I make the rounds. Byron Scott quit coaching. He said he's done coaching. Hey, Byron Scott, we noticed. More sports.
The seeker. I've been searching low and high. I won't get to give what I'm after till the day I die. I asked Bobby Dylan, I asked the Beatles, I asked Timothy Leary. They call me the seeker. I've been searching low and high. I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile as I ransack their homes. They wanna shake me.